They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Hey, welcome to the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. Grateful that you're watching this video. One board meeting, a couple of meetings ago, one of the board members said, wouldn't it be interesting to take a look at individuals who won a scholarship at some point in time from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association and figure out where are they now? And our first guest for Where Are They Now is Tom Rolfson. Tom Rolfson is the Chief Executive Officer for Abilene Machine, based in Abilene, Kansas, and we're going to talk to him right now. Tom, welcome to the Business News Hour, as well as this portion for the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. Great to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell us what your job is now, and then we're going to go back in time when you got that scholarship.
So my job right now is I oversee all the purchasing and the warehousing and the manufacturing there at Abilene Machine. So got my hands on a lot of different things.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah.
So purchasing, the manufacturing side, I'm really interested in that because I guess I didn't realize that Abilene Machine is also a fabricator of things. What are you doing?
Yep, so we've been investing a lot of time and money into the fabrication recently. We have laser tables, rolling tables, mills, brake presses.
Really?
So it's mainly, we do some tractor parts, but it's mainly combine parts, augers. We're probably one of the bigger manufacturers of augers.
And then when you manufacture this, are you selling it throughout your distribution network or are you selling to other people?
Yep, so we're selling it retail and to a lot of dealerships as well.
Got it.
So our main focus is on quality. We use thicker materials than even the OEMs. So a lot of times we are getting samples of what the Case or John Deere auger is, and we're making sure that our material is thicker and harder than theirs.
We're going to step back in time now.
Yep.
One of the things that NTPDA, the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, is known for is its scholarship program.
Yep.
And individuals from all over the country submit applications. We have a scholarship committee that goes through them and awards thousands of dollars in scholarships to deserving students, both in the trades as well as colleges and universities. So tell us about your experience. How old were you when you got your first scholarship? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was 18, so
yeah.
That was a long time ago, but it's always nice. I think the scholarship program is nice. College is expensive, so most people leave with debt when they're getting out of school, so anything you can do to help those kids have a little less debt when they're coming out and start fresh, it's good.
And
so I get a lot of other employees have got it now, and they come up to me, and they're excited and thankful. That they've got it, or their kids have gotten it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and one of the things about this is open to kids of employees.
Yep.
At Abilene Machine or any one of our members.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yep.
When you got your scholarship, what did you study in college?
Business and finance. So.
So why not, right?
Yep. So it's always been interest of mine. That's what I took to liking to the most, and I was interested in it. So
yeah, what school?
University of Kansas.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Not too shabby.
No, they got a good business
school. Right.
Yeah, that's what I always got my best grades in because I was interested in those classes.
So where are they now? They go from an 18-year-old kid going off to college to then become the COO of a major company and member of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. Coming back to your job, what do you like the best about what it is that you do?
I like the new developing new things, developing new products, figuring out problems, how to solve them, how to make things is what I get the most excited about. Getting deals done on the purchasing side of things, getting a deal together, coming together for a new product we can sell.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Abilene Machine is a family-owned company, privately owned.
Yes.
And what's it like working with all these family members?
It's great, actually. It's I get to see my brothers and dad every day. I get to work with my cousin every day. So it's we get along really well. Not saying we don't have sometimes our family arguments, but 99% of the time it's great.
And those arguments only happen during Thanksgiving dinner, of course. His name is Tom Ralston, ladies and gentlemen, the chief operating officer for Abilene Machine. Final question for you. We're here in Southern California for this, I believe it is now the 39th annual meeting of the conference and trade show for the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. Next year, we're going to be in New Orleans for the 40th celebration. We finally figured out that's how old we are next year.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you there. You think you're going to come?
Yeah, I'll definitely be there. I wouldn't miss it.
One other thing that maybe folks don't realize is that you also sit on the board of directors for the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. What's that like?
It's been great. This has been my first year, and I didn't really know what to expect. But it's been nice. The summer board meeting last year was great. We got to see a lot of good things. It was a lot of information there. So I've been pleasantly surprised with it so far in my experience with it, yeah.
Good deal. Tom Ralston, ladies and gentlemen, from Abilene Machine. Thank you so much, Tom, for spending some time with us. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Where are they now? The voice of Tom Ralston, the chief operating officer for Abilene Machine. And yes, we will have links to their website up on the radio blog. All right, we got to get out of here. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.